So that if you're having a thought which weakens you, and by the way, you can test this on virtually anything. You can take a look at the supplements that you take, and you can hold them next to your heart, and you can test them to see whether or not, and if your arm goes down and you're weakened, there are things that you ought to toss out, get rid of. I've done this on many occasions. I remember one time taking some kind of something that somebody had sent to me and told me, this is going to keep you young forever or some damn thing. I can't remember what it was, but I took that stuff for about a month, and I just was off when I took this. I was just off, and then finally one day I just tested it. And I had one of my kids just do a test on it, and I couldn't even hold my arm up, even for, with my little 12-year-old daughter pushing down on my arm. I had no strength whatsoever. You can do it with any diet soda that's out there. Just take a can of diet soda and just do a little test and hold it, and then take a banana and notice the difference between one and the other, how weakened you are. So that you can use your body, this creation of God, as an instrument of determining whether something is strengthening or weakening. It can even tell whether you're lying or whether you're not lying. Having someone tell a lie, you'll find that their arm goes weak because the body is now being used as a lie detector. So the thoughts that we have got to be shifted. And what Patanjali is saying in this first in this aphorism, in this first reward, is that the reward that you will get is that all of your thoughts will, instead of saying break their bonds, I would say your thoughts will begin to match up vibrationally with the desires that you have for yourself in your life. Your thoughts about whether or not it's possible to attract it, whether it's going to work out, whether it's not, whether it's going to be difficult, whether it's not, are all going to match up to the vibration of the thought that says, I would like to attract health into my life. I would like to attract prosperity. I would like to attract the right person. I would like to get the job that I would like to get, and whatever it might be. So this represents a very big shift. And the shift is one that you have to catch yourself on all the time, because it's just so simple and so easy and so familiar to us to believe that things are not going to work out or to believe that it's going to be very, very difficult. Ask someone who's trying to quit smoking or who's trying to give up caffeine or who's trying to change some kind of an addictive habit or whatever, and ask them the question, how do you think it's going to go? And almost always they're going to say, well, I know it's going to be very difficult. Now, the minute that you tell yourself, here you've got this desire, which is the desire to be pure, to have a purified body, which is the body that you came in with. You didn't come in with a body that needed substances and needed to have caffeine in the morning in order to get through the day and didn't need to smoke a cigarette in the afternoon in order to feel good and didn't need to put any kind of artificial substances into it at all. It's pure. It's well-being. That's what you came from. And that's where you want to return. When you're inspired, you get yourself back to that place. So now you're trying to overcome some kind of addictive pattern in your life. And the minute that you tell yourself that it's going to be difficult, you set yourself up to attract difficult things. And when you have a choice to either do something that's difficult or to do something that's easy, you're going to pick to do something that's easy. Why would you pick something difficult? And the minute that you pick that, then the easiest thing to do when you're going through the throes of an addiction is to reward yourself with something that is going to continue you on the path of your addiction. You'll continue to have that cigarette or have that cup of coffee or so on. But supposing you said to yourself, it's my intention to be pure, and this is really quite simple. Even for quitting smoking, I used to tell people over and over again who would having difficulty in quitting smoking, they'd say, well, it's so difficult. I'd say, well, really, look at that. You know, which is more difficult, smoking or not smoking? You know, because not smoking, all you have to do is not smoke. That's all you have to do. There's really basically nothing to do. Just don't smoke. Don't put a cigarette in your mouth one moment at a time. That's the way you give it up, and that's... But people don't do that. They say, well, no, it's going to be very difficult for me. But smoking is what's difficult. Not smoking. Smoking is. We've just got it all turned around. If you smoke, you got to carry fire wherever you go. You got to always have a source of fire. You got to dispose of ashes wherever you're. Always got to think about, what am I going to do with these ashes? And then what am I going to do with this butt that's left over at the end? I got to do something with that. You got to carry something to keep your fingers from being yellow. You got to carry something to keep your breath from being fresh. You got to constantly be spending an enormous amount of money for it. I mean, you have to save up a lot of money. I mean, it's what do they cost now for cigarettes? It's $100 a pack. If it isn't, it's gonna be that way before long. They're gonna tax it to whatever, and so you start thinking about all the things that you have to do, you know, in order to smoke versus not smoke. All you have to do is not smoke. So. Not smoking isn't difficult at all. It's just an illusion. It's just something that we've convinced ourselves of. So what Patanjali speaks about here is this idea of matching ourselves up vibrationally with what it is that we would like to attract into our life. And not offering up the energy of, remember, everything is a vibration, every thought has a component to it that is a vibration in our body. And you can measure these things and you can see how they impact you. And if your thought is on, I'll never get rich at that, then you are literally sending out to the universe the thoughts of, I don't want to get rich. I can't get rich, it's not going to come to me. It's a law of attraction, it's a very simple law of attraction, that you put that out there, and the universe and the world starts responding back, offering you what it is that you are asking for. That's why it's called ask and it is given. So what does it offer you back? It offers you back, it's probably not going to happen. I'm not going to attract wealth into my life. That's what it's going to offer back. And as it starts coming back into your life, and then you start saying, there it goes again. Why is it always happening to me? I remember a woman who had come to me when I had a practice years and years ago. She had just gone through a divorce. And she was dating, and there were four or five different dating experiences that she'd had. And each one of these dating experiences, she felt abused, and she felt like she was being treated as a sex object. And she's telling me about all five of these different men. And she said, I'd like you to talk to each one of these men. I said, but there's only one common denominator here. I said, what is it that you expect? What kind of anticipation do you have? How do you view this world? What is it that you expect and anticipate? Einstein, you know, basically said the most important decision you'll ever make in your life is the decision about what kind of a universe you live in. You have to decide what kind of a universe you live in. Do you live in a friendly universe? Do you live in a hostile universe? If you believe that you live in a hostile universe, a universe that is filled with people who are trying to take advantage of you and are trying to use you and want to, you know, take advantage of you sexually or financially or emotionally or whatever, if that's what your belief is, and you understand that simple principle, you know, that when you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change, and what you're looking at is a world that is filled with people who are going to misappropriate my funds or whatever, then you'll attract that into your life. I just don't see the world that way, and I don't attract those kinds of people into my life, people that want to take advantage of me. Even if there is somebody like that who comes into my life and wants to take advantage of me, if I don't see them that way, then I don't process them that way, and before you know it, they don't behave that way towards me, even if that was their original intent. Because when you change the way you look at someone or something, your thoughts break their bonds, and that's what Patanjali is suggesting, that you shift your energy so that, and the way Abraham speaks about it in Ask and It Is Given, and I love this part so much, you say, what I desire, which is a 10, what I desire is on its way. And that is, I have a desire and it's on its way. So now you live in a universe in which you believe is a providing universe. That's what you've come up with. That's what you've decided that you live in. It doesn't make any difference whether it's ever worked for you before. It doesn't make any difference whether anybody in your immediate family has ever thought this before, or if you're around people who don't even agree with that. It doesn't make any difference. If you have a knowing within you